Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I'm glad you stuck around and waited for me to get on, right? I was having some technical difficulties. I'm trying to change to another platform, but I'm with new technology. But that's okay. We're going to get it right. We're going to get together, and then you're going to see a brand new platform that we're going to be working from. But anyway, we'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But I'm glad that you stuck around for about 8 minutes and, you know, was patient that I would come on. So there you go. So thank you to the two people that are watching. But anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels Live Radio Show. We're latalkradio.com. We're on Zoom and we're on Facebook Live. Okay. And then later, after it becomes a podcast, which means after this is done, I'll post the same video to YouTube, to LinkedIn, to my IG page, to Twitter. So you'll be able to find Russell of Hotels in your sleep if that's what you want to do. So, but anyway, connecting people in collaboration, hashtag hospitality unplugged. That's what we're known. We're hashtag hospitality unplugged, which just basically means we touch on everything hospitality. It's not sole hospitality, meaning, you know, we talk about some other things too, but the basis of what I do is from the hospitality industry. And we can talk about anything we want to talk about, but just remember, just because you can talk about it doesn't mean you should, or you should keep things, you know, within reason, right? I don't get crazy on the show. I don't start talking crap about different stuff, but I can go off, you know, like I have my moments. Let's just put it like that. So, but no, you're cool. You're in good hands with Russell of Hotels. We're show number 90. Who would have thought? Show number 90. We've been doing this. It'll be 2 years at the end of this month. I want to say the 23rd of January. It will be 2 years that we've been doing this show. So we're at, so we're at number 90. Today is January 12th, a couple of days before my mom's birthday. So my mom's birthday is on Saturday, the 16th. So say happy birthday, Mom, out there in Blythe, California. Yeah, that's where I'm from, just in case you guys did not know. Probably don't even know where Blythe is. People are like, well, where the heck is that? Is that near Barstow? That's what people always say. Oh, that's up north, right? That's near Bishop. Is that Bishop? No, I said Blythe. Oh, it's near Barstow, right? No, that's Barstow. It's on the way to Vegas. No, it's on the way to Arizona. It's the last town, I wouldn't even call it a city, but it's the last town in California if you're on the 10 freeway going east, right? So if you're going west on the 10 freeway coming from Arizona, it would be the first town in California. So there you go. And you know what? Check this out. I was, I walk every morning, right? So I do like an hour walk, power walk every morning. And a friend of mine who had recently gone to Ethiopia, can I walk with you today? He has a a Great Dane that's like 70 pounds, like 3 months old, like 70 pounds. So he wants to walk with me. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So he'd given me some spice. I'm not sure if I told you guys this, but he had given me some Ethiopian spices from Ethiopia like 2 weeks ago, right? So he gave me this tons of spices. So I've been using them. Well, the ones that I figured out how to use, but some of them are so spicy, but I love spicy, so it's good. But anyway, he traveled to Ethiopia, like I say, in the last couple of weeks. He was there over Christmas, came back just before New Year's. I think he came back on the 31st. So my question, I asked this question earlier, because he doesn't have a problem with traveling. He's single, so he gets on a plane and goes. I mean, he does his due diligence, you know, just to figure out where he can go. You know, what is the protocol? I mean, he has to have a negative test, a negative COVID test, I want to say 72 hours before. And then, of course, once he gets here, he has to quarantine. But he's there for like 2-3 weeks anyway. So that doesn't matter, right? So he follows all the protocols, but he tries to do a international trip once a month, right? So just the last, like I said, just his last trip was to Ethiopia. So my question is, what would prevent you? And I asked this last week, what would prevent you from traveling in 2021? I mean, that's just that's a legitimate question, right? Because nothing's stopping him, right? And he's, like I said, he has been tested, I think, because of his job or the position that he has. He gets tested all the time because he's an essential worker and he's in, you know, deals with the public a lot, or a specific population of the public. So he has to be tested on an ongoing basis. So he's able to do it, able to travel and get back and be safe and things like that. So what would prevent you from traveling? Because like I said, nothing is preventing him. He's planning his next trip. I think he said something about Jerusalem or Israel. I don't know. Something like that. So I'm like, hey, okay, that sounds good. Maybe I'll go. Maybe the next trip I'll go. So, you know, that was just the question. What would prevent you from traveling in 2021? Boom, there you go. So who's hiring? So, you know, last week I started this whole thing within the industry news of who's hiring. And I want to make sure I put things that are not more than a week old, because, you know, sometimes, you know, there's positions that are open for weeks and weeks and weeks and months. And on, you know, and I'm afraid to say who, on LinkedIn and on Indeed, you know, same positions get reposted over and over again. I'm like, are they hiring people for these positions? But anyway, because there's quite a few people that are out of, you know, jobs and things like that. So I want to make sure that people that are listening, that they listen, they say, huh, okay, I didn't even think about that. So let me, you know, go and check this out. So who's hiring? Hyatt Regency Valencia, which is part of Dimension Development Company. They're searching for a DOSM, Director of Sales and Marketing. So that was last week. So this posting is at least, it's 7 days old. Okay. So it's a week old. Okay. So I won't go further than that. And then there's a regional director of HR with Millennium Biltmore, downtown LA. That one just got posted yesterday. There's a regional vice president of HR for the West Coast with Highgate Hotels. Highgate actually has the two hotels that come to mind, Hotel Fig in downtown LA. And then I want to say they have Hyatt in Long Beach? They have a hotel in Long Beach, either the Hyatt or the Hilton. One of those two major hotels in Long Beach, Highgate has that. At least they did, you know, or the Renaissance. So it could be either the Renaissance, the Hilton, or the Hyatt. One of those is a Highgate hotel in Long Beach. So regional vice president of HR West Coast, Highgate Hotels. A temporary assignment available, director of rooms at the Hotel Fig. We just talked about that. Hotel Fig, which is downtown LA. That's a Highgate hotel. And then there's a corporate director of integrated marketing. I was like, I had to write this whole description down because what is integrated marketing? What does that mean? What does that job entail? I don't know. But it's with Pivot Hotels, which Swerve Hotels? What is that? You know, people that listen to my show know that I don't use the P word. I use S word. I use Swerve instead of Pivot, right? Because everyone's using that. But anyway, the name of this division of Davidson Hotels and Resorts. So Davidson Hotel is the parent company. Pivot Hotels, I guess that's part of their boutique collection, maybe, if you will. Okay, let's say that. So it's called Pivot Hotels, Davidson Hotels, and it's in Glendale. So the position is in Glendale. Pivot Hotels and Resorts operates with a deep-rooted passion for continuous innovation, exceptional service delivery, revenue generation, inspired marketing, and financial responsibility. As disruptors of status quo, wait, what's a disruptor of status quo? I'm going to use that one later. Okay. So as disruptors of status quo, we intend to spark a movement honoring our community, the adventure-minded traveler, and work hard, play harder road warrior. If you share our passion for delivering hospitality where details matter, apply today and join our team. The corporate director of integrated marketing is responsible for hands-on strategy guidance for a defined portfolio of hotels with focus on media relations as well as digital and social marketing. The person in this role works with hotels, restaurants, owners, and other corporate stakeholders as a resource to guide strategy and to help hotels create campaigns to build general awareness of the hotels, restaurants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That sounds like something they're looking for, Russell of Hotels. That's what it sounds like that they're looking for right there in that whole paragraph right there. But qualifications, 5+ years. And this is good because they're asking for qualifications of this, right? So it explains everything. And I'm saying this because last week when I did this, there's certain positions that are available, and you see them on the description. Is not enough description of what it is. It's not enough. What are the qualifications? You know, like, you need hotel experience. Well, what does that mean? That means everybody and their mom that ever worked in a hotel is going to apply for those jobs. So you want to be as specific as you can, because you don't want a bunch of resumes coming to you that you're going to have to just basically delete, right? Or you know, yeah, that's what you're going to end up doing, because you don't have time to go through all of them. I mean, you probably get, for this one position, you probably got 600 resumes. You know what I mean? How do you go through 600 resumes? You don't, right? So, but anyway, qualifications, 5 years plus experience in a director level hospitality marketing position. Like me. Okay. So I have, you know, like 20 years of, you know, director level hospitality marketing position, director of sales and marketing. Okay. So I have that position. Boom. Check mark. Experience working with others. Okay. I work with others. Excellent written and verbal communication skills, solid organizational skills, blah, blah, blah. I mean, so there's a lot of, you know, and then Marriott experience with independent hotels, Marriott, Hilton, and Hyatt is helpful, but not required. So that's the positions. Okay. So like I said, I wanted to make sure I knew exactly what, just so you would know what it was, right? What a corporate director of integrated marketing is. So the company, which I had never heard of, is Pivot Hotels, which is a division of Davidson Hotels and Resorts. I'm familiar with Davidson Hotels, but I didn't know they had a division called Pivot. So maybe you did, right? So let me know if you knew about this Pivot Hotel. But I would call it Swerve Hotel, right? I wouldn't call it Pivot. I would call it Swerve. Okay. Anyway. Hyatt House, USC. Now, I've mentioned this several times, and I mentioned it because I have a friend that works there, right? So the hotel is now open. So it's at 2200 East Trojan Way. It's a Hyatt House, USC Medical Center, 2200 East Trojan Way, right? So if you're looking for that Russell of Hotels rate, call and ask for the director of sales, which is Natalie Finzi. Okay, she will be able to give you that Russell of Hotels rate, which is going to be lower than any rate that you can get. It'd be lower than AAA. It'd be lower than AARP. It will be lower than BAR. BAR stands for best available rate. BAR used to be the old rack rate. Remember that? It'd be lower than Expedia and Hotels.com and all that stuff too, right? So so just remember that. And it's funny. I was having a conversation. The same friend that had went to Ethiopia that brought me back a ton of spices, I asked him, I said, well, how do you make your reservation? And I've known this guy for years. So I've told him, you know, basically trying to school him or educate him on how he should make his reservation, especially, you know, going international. And he goes, his profile is never accurate. or anything like that. I said, well, why don't you go through the brand, go through the website, book on the brand, use those third parties for your resource, do your research and everything through them, but book through the hotel direct. Then that way, you'll know that if you're, say, you're a Bonvoy member, which is Marriott Hotels and Resorts. If you're a Bonvoy member, you have a profile that you've already completed. You don't have to keep completing that profile. You don't have to keep telling people that, okay, well, this is me. I'm Russell. I like, you know, top floor, window, city facing, away from elevators. You know, you don't have to keep telling people that. I need a king bed. You don't have to keep telling people that because it's on your profile. So I mentioned that to him this morning, like, I'd never seen that. And I'm like, but that's because you go through hotels.com. They're not asking for all that. And I said, do you get treated any differently? I said, just give me an, you know, when you stay, I said, do you get sometimes treated any differently when you check in and you asking for a specific room and things like that when you're with like hotel? He said, yeah, they always say, oh, you're with, you know, you book through this, right? Okay. So they treat you a little differently, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, try going direct, go direct, make sure you're a rewards member, whatever. Because like I said, he travels all the time, right? So once a month, he's traveling somewhere internationally. That's not mentioning what he's doing domestic, right? So I'm like, you need to make sure that you're booking direct, you have your updated profile, and then let me know how the service was then, okay? I guarantee it's going to be different. Okay, so I try to get the information out to people, but sometimes people, they're hard-headed. They don't want to listen. But, you know, I said, I don't have anything against the third parties and things like that, but I just think that it's better. There's less stress when you just go direct. Less stress, book direct, okay? You heard that here from Russell of Hotels. So just make sure. That's what I would do. That's my advice, book direct. SSI. I mentioned this SSI number to him too, right? He didn't know what it was, so I had to educate him on that. SSI number stands for Social Selling Index, measures the impact of your social selling efforts with LinkedIn and how effective you are at establishing your professional brand, which is important. When you have a business, when you are working and you have a brand, which is you, it's important, right? Your brand is important. Nothing is more important than your brand or the brand that you work for, right? I mean, in the business world, okay? I'm not talking personal. I'm talking about in the business world. So I always mention this. And some people may be tired of me saying this, but that's okay. Because, you know, it's my show and I'm, you know, these things are important. Because like I said, every week I mention this, someone calls me or texts me or emails me and says, hey, how do I improve my score? So until those calls stop, I'm going to keep doing this. And remember, when you're doing like a podcast or a show, a live show, whatever, make sure you have a platform that you're going off of or a script that you're reading off of, right? Because you need to know, or format, if you will. You need to know, you know, what you need to say so you don't forget things, right? So, and it's okay to have them all lined up. Okay, boom, 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 boom. I'm going to talk about this. Bullet points here, bullet point. I do that, right? So I repeat the same stuff, the same format every week, right? Because I think that's important, right? In order to deliver the message and get out what you want to say. So, but anyway, what was I saying? See, today is one of those days I'm going to be ranting. But anyway, my score is 70 out of 100. Okay, I'm in the top 1% of my industry, which is the hospitality industry, and I'm in the top 4% of my network, which is about 26,000 people. So that's okay, but I need some work, right? It's based on four categories. Establishing your professional brand is one. Finding the right people to link in with or connect with, that's two. Engage with insights, that's three, meaning don't just like posting. You have to make a comment in order to increase your ranking and build relationships, which, you know, I'm off the chart on that, right? The other ones, the last two, I got like D's and F's on, but that's okay, right? But it means I have room to grow, right? tomorrow, I'm getting a business makeover. What? A business makeover? Yeah, Miss Michelle Carlin, who is a friend of the show, who's been on the show before. I'm sorry, I looked over. Yes, Jim, that is Chicago. You know Chicago. You're from Chicago, Jim. So, yeah, I just looked over at some of the comments that I'm getting on my feed here on Facebook Live. And Mr. Jim Schichta, good friend, asked me, is that Chicago in the background? Thanks for bringing this great show to the industry every week. We appreciate it. You know, I don't have to do, that's it. I can end the show right now, okay, because of that comment, right? So that just means that, you know, people listen and people appreciate it. So thank you, Jim. I do appreciate that. And that is Chicago. Well, you should have known it was Chicago because that's your hometown. Chicago's a great town. Boy, that's for sure. I always have a good time when I'm there. And I, you know, we all miss traveling, right? So maybe one day I can get back. And get back to Chicago, because that's one of the best meeting towns. If you ever had a meeting, done a meeting in Chicago, Chicago is probably, to me, it's probably the top. That's just me. Okay. But yeah, top three, easy. Okay. But that's Russell of Hotels. But I'm having a business makeover tomorrow. My business consultation with Miss Michelle Carlin of Alignment Advising. So if you're interested in that, I mean, I don't know what she's going to ask me. Like, what are you doing and what you should be doing? I'm sure she has a whole list of things, and I'm going to have questions as well. But it's just something, maybe it's just like, you know, completing your vision board, you know, at the first of the year. You know, you do your New Year's resolution, whatever. Maybe it's something like that. Well, I'm going to report on it next week and let you know exactly what it was and what the outcome and things like that. But it's something that I need, because I need to see where I need to improve, right? If it's from the show perspective, it's from my business perspective, you know, what are the things I want to do? And one, maybe getting over some hurdles, some obstacles and things like that. Maybe seeing some things that I didn't know I was doing or anything. So, I mean, I know she listens to the show. She watches the show. And in fact, she's the one that told me that, hey, you need to wear a jacket. And I had not stopped wearing a jacket since she told me, other than, of course, last week I showed the sweatshirt that I designed, my prototype shirt, which says hashtag hospitality unplugged, you know, coming to a virtual store near you. So, yeah, she told me, she basically, you know what? You look good in a jacket. You should wear a jacket all the time. Basically what she said. Right. And I was like, okay. I should. All right. And then there, from that point on, that's what I did. So things like that. I mean, things that, you know, she can notice within your business. And like I said, she's a good sounding board. I mean, she's my, what do you call them? CVBs or TMZs or XYZs. No, I'm joking. But DMCs and CVBs. So she's my liaison or my expert when it comes to those things. So Michelle Carlin, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you, speaking with you tomorrow. I believe it's noon. So she gave me like 30 minutes. Like, she's just so busy. She going, I can only give you 30 minutes. I'm like, okay, Michelle, that's fine. 30 minutes is fine. So, but anyway, so that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. And I'll let you know what happened next week. Is your hotel open or did you go back to work? Create some FOMO, whatever you're doing. And funny, not funny, but real quick, it's a shout out. I haven't got to my shout out section, but you know, it's my show. I can do it however I want to do it. But a quick shout out and hello to Samuel Thompson. Because Samuel Thompson, he posted something on, I think it was LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever, that he, you know, recently got his insurance license, life insurance license and things like that. So he created some FOMO. I mean, he at least let people know what he was doing, right? So it didn't have to be hospitality. You know, and a lot of people, I mean, I'm sure most people know this, that, you know, because the industry is kind of down, not kind of, is down, we got to figure out other things to do. Well, guess what? Sam went back and got his license to sell life insurance, and he's with New York Life, and I can say this now because he posted it, right? So he's doing his thing. So congratulations to you, Sam. We need to catch up and chat a little bit, but I'm glad that, you know, he's still doing his thing. So, and he created some FOMO, or not FOMO, but he at least let people know that what he was doing, that he went back to work and this is what I'm doing and this is the brand that I'm representing. So that's what it's all about. So he put his brand out, Samuel Thompson, and he said, I'm working for this new brand called New York Life Insurance. Boom, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Create something. You have to create something. If it's not FOMO, fear of missing out, it's that, well, maybe it is fear. Maybe it is FOMO because some people aren't working, right? They're like, huh, I'm missing out on some paycheck, some money, something. So thank you, Sam, for that. So make sure we're doing what we need to do. Use social media consistently to get your message out. Whatever your product or service is, stay relevant, and it should be a huge part of your marketing strategy. Okay, so if you're a small business like me, or you're a huge hotel conglomerate, you want to make sure that you're using a marketing strategy, right? Make sure you're getting your information out and you're being consistent and you're staying relevant, which these are things that I say every week. But guess what? I don't have a problem with repeating them because obviously that's what I'm doing, right? So you have to keep repeating things because the same people that were listening last week are not listening today, or vice versa. The same people listening today weren't listening last week. So they may have missed it. So I have to keep saying it. Non-meat eats. You guys all know that I'm all about plant-based and vegan. I don't eat meat. I don't eat real cheese. I don't drink real milk. I drink milk. I don't drink cow's milk. I drink plant-based milk, like either soy. I stay away from soy, but almond or cashew, oat milk. Who knew that you can get milk out of soaking some oats, you know, oatmeal, you know, mushy oat, you know, that's, I just had a half gallon of oat milk. Well, I didn't drink it at one sitting, but I was drinking that just maybe 2 days ago. So I drink oat milk and almond milk. And then I heard they have pea milk. When I first heard that, I was like, pea? Who's going to drink pea? Well, it's actually peas, like green peas or yellow peas, right? Yellow peas. But yeah, they have that as well. I've never seen it, but people have told me, and I actually had to research and say, does this really exist? But yeah, they, you can get milk out of green peas or brown peas, soya milk, Michelle Marr. So yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, Michelle Marr. Okay, I got you. But yeah, so I don't drink any of that stuff. I drink that. I don't drink cow-based milk or anything animal-based. So check this out. So this is in reference to the non-meat eats. Found this vegan restaurant, vegan Mexican food, okay, which tastes like real Mexican food. I mean, I had a vegan carne asada burrito. You're talking about good, muy delicioso. I mean, it was incredible, incredible. The place is called Cena Vegan, and that's spelled C-E-N-A, vegan. Follow them on Instagram. That's what I do. Follow them on Instagram, Cena Vegan. Okay, it's that. Now, I'm not afraid to give the address. It's in L.A. Okay, so it's in L.A., right? I'm in L.A., so it's 242 North 25th Avenue in L.A. So I went to go pick it up, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So todos plant-based, todos vegan, todos delicioso. Okay, there you go. That's as far as my Spanish is going to go. Tacos, burritos, tortas, tostadas, tamales, nacho boats. I don't even know what a nacho boat is, but I guess it's nachos in a boat with stuff on top of it. Okay, so, and I just got this off the menu. Pozole, menudo. Like I said, I had the vegan burrito, which was carne asada. I thought it was real carne asada. I had to look at, well, is this just real plant-based? I said, it tastes the seasonings. I don't know what they're doing over there, but if you want to just try it, you will not be disappointed. Seriously. If you're disappointed, I'll pay you back for your food. That's how serious I am about it. Okay. So Cena Vegan. Check it out. I'm sure they have a website too, but follow them on Instagram if you're in LA. Well, just follow them anyway, okay? And just look at the food. I mean, the pictures. Oh, my goodness. So, boy, whew. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? Not the P word. Are you swerving? Are you pivoting? I mean, are you swerving, not pivoting? So, just make sure we're doing what we need to do to get through this whole thing. And, you know, it's not over yet. You know, we had a lot of stuff going on, still got crap going on, right? But we're talking about, I'm talking about the, you know, the COVID part. Okay? That crap is going on, but we got some outside stuff going on too. I don't need to get involved in because everybody knows what I'm talking about. Just do the right thing. Okay, that's it. There's a movie called Do the Right Thing. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels, or Russell Edmond? That is my name. Russell at russellofhotels.com is my email address. I'm on Twitter at Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. I have two LinkedIn pages. I forgot to tell you that. I will keep forgetting. I have two LinkedIn pages. One is Russell L. Edmond, and then one is Russell of Hotels. It's my company page. Yeah, I have a company page. You didn't know that, did you? So I post everything on both, right? So follow me. You know, go to my company page and click you like it or follow me or something. I don't know. Facebook, I have two of those as well. Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. YouTube channel. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. I've had it for years, but I wasn't using like I should, right? But yeah, I have a YouTube channel, which is called Russell of Hotels. You get the theme here. So please subscribe, and thank you for the people that have subscribed thus far, but I need more people, right? So come on, let's get this thing going. And my website is russellofhotels.com. The videos that, you know, like from my show, I make sure I upload those to YouTube as well as to my website. So you just go, you know, you don't have to look far to find, you don't have to go Google. You can just go Russell of Hotels and look at my last show on my website. So just in case that's what you wanted to do. Like I said, the show is a live show, right? So it's 1:38 right now on Tuesday, January 12th, right? So it's a live show, but after the show's over, it becomes a podcast. So then you can find me wherever you look or listen to your favorite podcast. What is that? Who listens to the show? A lot of people listen. You know what? I had up to... You know, it varies from 1,000. I think the lowest I've done, meaning people that watch the show, listen to the show. Oh, no, watch the show. And this is basically on, I'll look at one or two different platforms. LinkedIn is probably, I do more on LinkedIn than I do on a lot of platforms. But I think I've done as least amount as 1,000 people that would look at, but I've done as much as 5,500, 6,000 people to watch. And then, like I said, it goes to other platforms as well. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to, you know, participate and put their brand out through On Air with Russell of Hotels? I talk about your brand like 10 times during the show. Who doesn't want to do that? So, in fact, the guy that I was telling you about, the guy that went to Ethiopia, I had told him about, I mean, I've been telling him for years about booking direct and things like that. And he said, you know, I listened to your show. You're talking about booking direct. I'm like, well, why didn't you listen to it? Why didn't you follow up and do that? Right. So he actually heard that on the show, but he's still using Expedia. Who does that? Right. But I explained to him how the whole Expedia thing works. And he said, well, you know this because you're, you know, hotel manager, a former hotel manager. I said, yeah. And my job is to educate people that don't know that where they, how they should book. And like I said, I'm not taking anything away from them because they do serve a purpose. But I came from the hotel side. I didn't come from the third party side, right? So my loyalty, hate to say it, is with the hoteliers, okay? So I tell them how, you know, it works. So book direct for the 10th time during this show. Book direct. What is the hotel? What is the Russell of Hotels group? What do I do? Branding. Anything branding, okay? What is branding? I mean, putting your message out through, you know, via digital marketing, via social media, building your presence. That's what branding is. It's building your presence. It's staying relevant, right? It's putting videos up. You know, it's just keeping you top of mind, or keeping your brand top of mind. What else? I'm a radio host. I interview today's professionals. Normally, but not today. I'm just me interviewing myself or hearing me ramble. And I'm a disruptor of the status quo. Didn't I tell you I was going to use that? I stole that from that job description. So disruptor of the status quo. What does that mean? How do I interpret that? Okay. So, I mean, being a radio show host, I mean, I wasn't a radio show host before, right? Up until 2 years ago, I wasn't, right? But I was trying to get my brand out. How do I get my brand out? I want people to see me. You know, people see, you know. I mean, it was great that the podcast had an option to do a Facebook Live show, LA Talk Radio. Thank you very much. So it was great. And I said, this is great. I mean, who doesn't want to see themselves or hear themselves talk or talk about stuff that you know about, right? So for me, getting my brand out, this was a perfect disruptor, okay? Because it went against the norm. Everyone is not doing a Facebook Live show that's hospitality driven. Everyone's not doing it. There may be two or three, and I'm gonna say two or three good ones out there, okay? And I happen to be the number one one, okay? No, I'm just saying it, okay? I'm just saying it. I happen to be number one. So, but it's all about doing something different. Like, what are you doing different? What would you do differently now, knowing what's been going on? And I keep saying this, you know, I keep repeating myself, but that's what we need to do. We need to focus on not what everyone else is doing, but what everyone else is not doing. Okay. So I needed something to be a disruptor. So this is part of me being disruptive, putting things out. You see some of the videos that I put out for hotels or for tourism, it's disruptive. It's stuff that's there as it's a constant thing. It's a constant in your face kind of thing. It's not, you know, like, it's not bad. It's not brash. It's not, no, it's just consistency. Okay. That's what you need to do to stay relevant. You got to be consistent, put your brand out. You got to be consistent. Okay. You don't just, oh, I'm gonna do it once a week or maybe when I feel good. No, you have to keep doing it regardless of what's going on. Cause there's a lot of noise that's going on, a lot of COVID noise, a lot of other stuff. You know, people are saying they're not traveling. So that means what? You stop putting stuff out? Because guess what? We will get back to traveling, right? And tourism board or whatever who posted something. I guarantee you. That's how it works, right? So, and I remember back in the day, they said it takes someone 8 times to see something. Like I'm driving on a freeway. Okay, I'll use an example. Driving on a freeway, I see this billboard. Let's say it's LA Talk Radio, whatever. Okay. I have to drive by there 8 times before I actually say, hey, man, let me check out this LA Talk Radio. Let me, you know, turn the dial on, turn the TV on and see what they're all about. Turn the TV on, the computer on or your radio. Turn your radio on. Let me see what they're all about. Oh, okay. I know what they are now. Okay. So it takes 8 times for you to actually act to follow up and see what it is. And then probably another couple times for you to act on something. Like say, if you're going to buy something, like I see this Nike sign all the time. I walk and I see this Nike billboard, right? And I'm like, the next time I go to the store, I'm gonna buy some Nikes because I keep seeing this thing, right? Well, internet is different. So it's gonna take a lot more because there's a lot more things going on in the internet. You see a lot more ads, right? So it's gonna take a lot longer. So that's why you need to make sure you're consistent and stay relevant and don't give up because you didn't, you know, you don't think it's working. Guess what? It is working. People are seeing it, right? It just takes time. I remember this OGM, former and old, okay? He thought, you know, well, social media, you spend a lot of time doing social media. I said, yeah, because you want to get your brand out. What does that mean? He didn't even know what branding was. Didn't have the concept of it or anything. He thought because you put something out there, it's automatically you're going to get business. I said, that's not what it's about. I said, let me give you a branding 101 lesson and then we'll go from there, right? Well, of course, that didn't go over well because like I said, you get people they can be kind of old school, but you got to explain to them, but you got to be willing to listen too. And some people are not willing to listen, but it doesn't matter because you just got to keep doing it. You got to keep going, got to keep pushing. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but hoteliers, what are you doing? What are you doing that's different? What are you going to be doing to get people back in your doors? Because you're going to open. You got to be consistent. You got to stay relevant. What are you going to do? Oh, boy, that was a good one. Collaboration and connecting. That's what I do. Connect and collaborate with whoever wants to connect and collaborate. How is your, this is 4 questions I always ask. How is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? We just talked about that. Number 2, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do differently? Come on now. These questions are for you, not for me, but think about that. Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do differently? Number 3, have you connected with anyone new lately? We got to get new people, right? Because the same people, they may not be there anymore. So we got a situation taught you. Is it, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket, you know, dabble in other things. You know, what has it taught you? It's taught you something. It taught you a valuable lesson. And we can build on that and learn from that. So if this happens again, we can just say, oh, okay, well, that happened. Let me just swerve and do this because I already planned for some crap to go down. So now it's not going to affect me as much because I can just move over and do this. So we have to be in that mindset, right? Hotels, are you selling differently? Are you marketing more or less? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? Whatever your competition is not doing, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be doing something totally different. I mean, whatever if they're not doing anything, you got to do something, right? So just remember that. And if they're doing something, do something else. Do something different. Be a disruptor, okay? Be a disruptor of the status quo. Are we doing that? That's going to be my, for 21, that's my my mantra, my sentence, my paragraph, my statement, whatever you want to say. That's what it is. Disruptor of the status quo. That's what I'm doing. Okay. So just remember that because you're going to keep hearing a lot of that and people are going to become you're that disruptor of the status quo. You know what? That'd be good on a t-shirt. Disruptor of the status quo. Oh my God. Whew. It's just working today. I don't know why. It's just working today. Are you waiting for things to happen or do we make things happen? You know, that's the whole thing. Are you proactive instead of reactive? Are you a reactive salesperson or you're a proactive salesperson? I remember someone had asked me that years ago. Like, what does that mean? What do you mean? Are you making the phone ring or are you waiting for the phone to ring? Okay. Am I going out there shaking the trees? What am I doing? So you still have to do it somehow. You got to be creative about how you do it. People are doing Zoom calls, right? Why not do Zoom sales calls if people are still in their offices or whatever? Because like I said, people are going to get back to that. At least that's what we're pushing for, right? If you're not ready, if you don't stay ready, you're not going to be ready. Okay. That was a good one, right? Like I said, are you waiting for things to happen? Do we make things happen? Do we wait for the phone to ring or are we making the phone ring? Are we proactive or are we reactive? So quick shout out to Nikki Ross. She used to be my catering manager back at San Pedro. She's been under the weather. So I just want to say a quick shout out to her. Hope you're feeling better. And then Joe Tatesian, VP, Ambridge Hospitality. And I talked to Joe, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago. And he said, and I came up with this on my own. This is Joe, right? Yeah, you have to know Joe to understand it. He says, stay positive, test negative. Only Joe would say that. I don't have a big, what do you call it, topic today, you know, because I've just been talking, right? Because I've been on this less brand thing. That's my, the whole thing, the whole focus of this show today was just to get you focused on the task at hand is staying relevant and keeping your brand going, right? Okay, you have to do it. There's no other way around it. But what do we think about the recovery of meetings? I mean, I've been hearing things. I've been seeing things. You know, people are saying by Q3, Q4. I mean, what do people think? I think more Q4, you know, more recovery. Because we got the vaccination, okay, but we need some time for that to kick in, right? So I'm thinking fourth quarter. But as far as, you know, people doing face-to-face meetings, that's gonna happen, right? But it's I'm going to say maybe 30% face-to-face, 70% virtual. Because that's not going away. I mean, because people have figured out a way to save some money, right? Companies have figured out, hey, well, we've been doing this whole Zoom thing and whatever platforms you've been using to meet or have conferences and things like that. And they say, well, it's cost effective. So, but there's going to be a certain percentage of people that need to press the flesh, so to speak, or be in one's presence or break bread and all this kind of stuff or hug and talk and, you know, because in hospitality people, I've had this conversation with people. They're like, you know, we got in this industry because we like people. We like to meet people. We like to press the flesh and talk and hug and, hey, how you doing? And all that kind of stuff, right? We didn't get into it to do virtual meetings, okay? Bottom line, we didn't get into it for that. But this is the way the industry's going, right? So that's why I'm saying it all goes back to what are we doing? What are we going to be doing differently? Okay, because coming, like I said, I'm saying Q4 that things will, you know, based on the vaccination and all that stuff, Q4 would be when people start maybe doing more meetings and things like that. But for me, I'm thinking 30% will be in person, face to face, and then 70% will be virtual. Because I, like I said, companies are not going to be spending the money. And then what about the whole risk factor? Excuse me. What about the whole risk factor? I mean, now you're going to have HR attorneys, you know, thinking about, well, what is the risk factor? Should we be sending people? I mean, there's stuff that hasn't even come up yet. Okay. So just remember that. But like I said, I think Q4, I'm looking at my thing. What was this networking information? Long way from London. Michelle Marr, you're in London? Okay. All right. Info. I'm not understanding, but it must be something I'm talking about. Well, just so you guys know, when I'm talking, I'm looking at one screen. The other screen has the comments and things like that. So I actually have to look over to see that. Okay. So it's not that I'm ignoring anyone, but I'm ignoring everyone. So, so just so happens. So I just happen to see Michelle Marr. Thank you so much for joining us from London. I do appreciate that. See, I did see that because I wanted to see that. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate Marsha Edmond. I'm not sure what she's sent a little emoji. That's Marsha Edmond is my sister. She sent a little emoji. I don't know what that's for. Did I say something wrong? I don't know. But anyway, and she said networking. That's what Michelle Marr said. She said something about networking. You mean as far as networking, as far as, when you meet in person, networking? Can't you do networking virtually? You can, but it doesn't work like that. Like I said, I see it as, like I said, Q4, things start to loosen up based on vaccination. 30-70, meaning 30% meetings. Yeah, social networking. Yeah, 30% meeting in person, 70% virtual. So we need to make sure we tighten up our game as far as the virtual, because people are going to be expecting this Hollywood quality presentation. And I guarantee you, moving forward, that our industry is going to be relying more on, I mean, I'm in LA, so that's, I guess, it's the perfect place to be as far as, you know, productions and things like that. So meeting planners are going to be production people. They're not just going to be meeting planners, meeting professional. They're going to be production professionals, because they're going to have to make sure that they're delivering high quality videos or presentations. I mean, that's because that's going to be the norm, because 70% of the people, based on what I'm saying, are going to be virtual. So you're going to have, you can't have something with not enough, bandwidth and things like that. So hotels are going to have more bandwidth. You can't do the basic stuff that you get for the guests. You're going to have bandwidth that never going to fail to deliver, you know, a quality presentation. So those are things I'm thinking about. Those are things that I think are going to be happening. So when I say, what are you going to do differently? Those are the things I'm saying. How are you going to do this? How are you going to sell this stuff to people? What companies are you going to use? I mean, all those things that, you know, we haven't really thought about, but I mean, maybe we have, but I haven't seen it. No one's called. Well, not saying that I'm the end all be all. You got to call me, but you'd be surprised. Know, people call me and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? You think the industry is going this way, that way? I'm like, it's going some way. But I'm not giving up. Right. So, I mean, I'm doing other things too. Right. But this industry, you know, has done a lot for me, done a lot for my family. So I'm not waving a white flag yet. Right. So, but anyway, it is 1:56. And who would have thought that I didn't need anyone on the show just to talk, right? Someone asked me, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. She goes, who do you have on the show tomorrow? I said, just me. And then she goes, And she kind of looked at me like, what does that mean? You know, I'm like, well, I really don't need anyone on the show because I, you know, I can come up with something and talk. I've been talking nonstop since 108, right? So, you know, it's just all about the topic. It's all about what, what I feel like talking about that day. But I mean, I hope the information I'm given is it helps someone out, right? All I'm trying to do is reach that one person, and obviously I've reached a couple people. Michelle, don't give up, okay? Don't throw out the white flag yet, okay? We still have time. Things are gonna loosen up. Things are gonna work out. That's just what I think. So, but I appreciate you tuning in and continue to tune in, Michelle. I do appreciate you. Thank you so much. London. So I could add London to the list of people that listen, or, you know, regions that listen to the show or watch the show. So I appreciate that. So that's what it's all about. See, that's what I mean. When you're the number one show, you never know who's going to be listening in or watching. So anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Go out. Today is Taco Tuesday, right? So go to Cena Vegan. Okay. Have them deliver it. If you're in LA, right? And if you're close to 25th Avenue, have them deliver. Get the carne asada burrito. The stuff it was bomb. I'm telling you. In fact, I'm going to go get one. I'm driving. Go get one right now. Anyway, no, I'm not. But anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Wells. If you have comments, questions, feel free to email me at russell@russellofhotels.com. Go to my website, russellofhotels.com, and you get all the information. My phone number's there, email's there, and just check me out. And just, you know, I appreciate your support. And like I said, you know, make sure you be a disruptor as well, right? Because 2021 is going to be all about me being a disruptor for the status quo. Okay. Anyway, until next week. And next week is what show number? What show am I on right now? Oh, it's 91. I thought it was going to be 100. Okay. Show number 91. Okay. Next week's show number 91. So thank you so much for your support. You guys take care. Have a great week. Be safe and be smart about what you're doing. Thanks. Peace.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.